Datisha, for example, who was the founder of the Kadampa tradition in Tibet, was very close to Tara. He received a vision of Tara soon after he was born, and he remained devoted to her for the rest of his life. He would carry a small statue of Tara with him and speak with the statue just as he would talk with another person. This indicates he had a very pure mind, you know, through his spiritual practice, his attainments. He could speak to his statue of Tara. If anyone asked him a difficult question, he would say, "First I will ask Tara, and then I will tell you the answer." Then he would make a mandala offering to the statue and ask her the question. Tara would reply directly to Atisha. Just talk to him, you know, directly. This is his pure appearance. And give him precise answers. It was following Tara's advice that Atisha went to Tibet and benefited countless living beings. So Venerable Geshe said that later Atisha's statue of Tara was known as the Tara who speaks, or the Tara who makes predictions. One day, while circumambulating the stupa in Bodh Gaya, Atisha made a prayer of request to Tara, and Tara appeared directly to him, saying, "I will care for all of your followers in the future." She promised to do this. So we are practitioners of Kadampa Buddhism. We are practicing modern Kadampa Buddhism. We are followers of Venerable Atisha. He requested Tara, she appeared to him, and she promised him. Enlightened beings' promises are completely non-deceptive. She said to him, "I will care for all of your followers in the future. Even today, she is caring for us like a mother. Even now." Since then, practitioners of Kadampa Buddhism have regarded Tara as one of their principal deities. So within our tradition, within Kadampa Buddhism, we talk about the four Kadampa guru deities. These include, of course, Buddha Shakyamuni, because he is the founder of the doctrine. He is the source of Kadam Lam Rim. Okay? So he's one of the four Kadampa guru deities we are relying upon. Also, Avalokiteshvara, who is the Buddha of compassion, as well as the wisdom dharma protector, and in modern times, Dorje Shugden, you know. Why? Because compassion and wisdom is the main practice of Kadampas, practicing compassion and wisdom. So, of course, we rely upon Avalokiteshvara, the Buddha of compassion, and the wisdom dharma protector. But also, Kadampas rely sincerely on Aryatara. Why? Because she promised Atisha that she would care for Kadampas in the future. This includes us now, modern Kadampas, disciples of Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. We are under her loving care. You know, she promised. This is wonderful. that this is a paragraph from the introduction of the self-generation sadhana of Aryatara called the Yoga of Enlightened Mother, Aryatara. And in there, Venerable Geshe-la writes, "In particular, Aryatara is greatly delighted with those who sincerely practice Kadamlamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, and they will receive her special care, protection, and blessings throughout their life and in life after life." Okay, so we are modern Kadampas. Our main practice is Kadamlamrim. So she is greatly delighted with us. And therefore, we will receive her special care, protection, and blessings throughout our life and in life after life. Tara made this promise to Atisha, the founder of Kadamlamrim. From a very young age, Atisha could directly communicate with Aryatara. When he was invited by the Tibetan king to go to Tibet to teach holy dharma, Atisha asked Aryatara whether or not he should accept. Aryatara encouraged him to go to Tibet and predicted that he would establish a special Buddha Dharma there that is Kadampa Buddhism. Aryatara promised to give special care, protection, and blessings to Atisha's followers who sincerely practice Kadamlamrim. This shows that practitioners of Kadampa Buddhism have a very special connection with Aryatara. We should therefore rejoice in our great good fortune.